That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you decided to join us for today's broadcast. I'm Doug Dayton, and I'm here with the one and only America's Headhunter, Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how are you?
Doing good, Doug. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. We have had yet another action-packed week here at Summit in our offices. We're breaking in our new podcasting suite here again, and Chuck, we've experienced some great success this week. I'm happy to announce we rolled out with a brand new dedicated client. Man, that had to have been, it's less than a week ago. And we had our team focus on it, and we sourced an interventional guy to work in an OBL setting in less than 7 days. And I don't think that people realize the benefit of doing a dedicated search. I know, Chuck, that we will take a search. Do you have a preference between dedicated and contingency?
Yeah, no. I mean, whether I'm doing contingency or dedicated, it doesn't make any difference to me. You know, the difference in the dedicated and the contingency search is we have resources. We've bought lists. We've talked to people. We have a database. We have emails. We, you know, and so if we have, if we can find somebody for you in, you know, with the resources we already have, we're happy to do a contingency.
Sure.
And, you know, if we exhaust the resources and time is still, you know, a factor in when somebody needs to have somebody on board, then, you know, we might have to get new resources. And, you know, that's when we go for the, and then to dedicate somebody, like, I mean, even though it was you that did the last dedicated search this week, but it still took you a solid 5 days.
Yes, sir.
To find them. And I mean, congratulations on that. That was a hard find, and you did really good on that. But, you know, still, nevertheless, I mean, your time's, you know, to have you focus and get off everything else.
That's it. That's the key right there. Whenever we do a dedicated search, and I'm impartial. I love contingency too. We get paid more for contingency because we're absorbing all of the risk. Because if we find someone, fantastic. If we don't, we have expended those resources and it's a wash. But whenever we do the dedicated search, it's fantastic because I can assign team members to cold call. I can put it on the different avenues that we market, put it on our social media, and we can generate leads specific to the search that we're working. Whereas with contingency, it's great. If we find someone that's going to be a fit, then obviously, you know, we're not going to try to stuff a round peg into a square hole. But if we find a fit, we're going to make it happen either way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, too, yeah, we'll initially do a contingency. But, you know, if the excitement and everything kind of dies down a little bit, it's, you know, because we probably need to do a dedicated search. But anyway.
Well, so, we took a search on the West Coast, and the folks were so burnt. They were like, I've got deposits out, 3 deposits. And they were upset because they didn't have the results. We got them more action on a contingency search than they'd gotten on 3 dedicated searches with another firm. So the results speak for themselves. But that being said, it's nice for us to have some equal commitment on the side of the folks that we're sourcing candidates for as well.
Yeah, and I think everybody knows that for sure. But so what are you seeing out there? What did you run into? Like, what are you seeing out there, you know, when you were, you know, doing the cold calling and things like that? I mean, are you...
So from everybody that was cold calling this past week on this specific account, there was a lot of people that were saying, A, I'm not interested, but... And then they would proceed to tell us, you know, their wish list of things that would catch their interest. And then the other thing is we would have people that were the square peg that were saying that they could fit into a round hole. Like, we had one guy that lived on the other side of a state, and this particular search was in Texas. But if you live in El Paso or West Texas, and or you live in Texarkana on the other side of the state, commuting is a little bit more challenging if you have, you know, that much space. So a lot of folks were thinking, you know what, I'm just going to commute. And that's great if that's a sustainable situation, but there are a lot of folks that are just, they're looking for the best opportunity that they can get, and they are willing to do that. But and then the other thing is, if we say, hey, this is an on-site opportunity where you can do remote 1 week a month, if it's a hybrid gig or something like that. The other thing is, if some people, they will listen to us, but then they think if they can just get that person on the phone, they can talk them into doing something outside of the norm. But other than that, if someone's looking for a job, we will find them and we'll plug them in.
Well, and, you know, honestly, I don't think, I shouldn't say it like that, I don't believe that there's many people out there cold calling, which is a game.
Oh, there's not.
It's a game changer.
You know, and like, because we've been doing this, how long have we been doing this for, Chuck? 20 something years?
27 for me.
Yeah, so we've both been doing this for more than 20 years. And whenever we got started in this business, everybody cold called. I mean, that was the way that you sourced candidates. But for those of you that are in the LinkedIn recruiting community, they kind of joke, tell us you're old without telling us that you're old. And then that's their dig on people that cold call. But the benefit of folks that cold call is 100% of the time, we find candidates that other people do not know is looking. Actually, with this one particular search that we're talking about, we found somebody that was within a commutable distance of where this other organization, and they had a better opportunity. And this is one of those beautiful situations in recruiting where everybody ends up winning. The client wins, the candidate wins, and we win. And we get a great relationship for that. So what are you seeing out there, Chuck?
A lot of activity for sure. I mean, there's a lot of, everybody's looking, and, you know, I think that it looks like that a lot of groups have kind of accepted their plight in the marketplace, in the market right now.
That's like, a good way to put it.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, hey, you know, we're not going to, you know, our vacation is going to be less, that kind of thing. So I don't really know. It's no, you can't really put your hand on it, what's going to happen. But, you know, I mean, these private equity groups, they continue to get money. And, you
know, bizarre.
Yeah, these, you know, but I thought this through, and about 4 to 6% of the physicians move every year. And it's the same, you know, everybody is that you call now wants to talk to you about what's going on because they want to know what's going on. And so so everybody you talk to is not looking.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really the same. I mean, you've got people still moving. I'm starting to see a lot more on site.
Yeah.
Placements,
me too.
Which is like, you know, remote went crazy. And
it
then,
did for like a solid 2 years there. Like everybody, I mean, since COVID, but it seems like that things are stabilizing a little bit nowadays.
Hybrid is super popular. I mean, it's a thing.
Yep.
You know, it's just, it's a thing in the market. People, because in 08, when everything, 08, 09, when, you know, radiology hit the skids, you know, people were moving, they were doing all this, and you know, a lot of these people are not going to move again. You know,
yeah.
They're just, you know, they're, but, you know, they're willing to hop on a plane and go somewhere and work a week. We talked to one guy that's, you know, he's going to work 2 straight weeks and he's going to live in Europe and go back and forth.
And that works for both sides of the fence. The candidate and the client are both willing to make that happen. And I guess, you know, the folks that are thinking outside of the box are the ones that are having their needs met.
Yeah, it's necessity, actually. It's just, you know, it's just necessity. But, you know, so all these accommodations are, you know, being met. But I still see strength in the private groups.
Sure.
You know, I see a lot of strength because, you know, if any hospitals, you know, if anybody's listening and you've got a private group, you do not want to replace them or
yeah.
try to replace them because, you know, I mean, that's just an opinion. But from what I see, you know, then you've got somebody that'll come in and do the remote reads. Yeah, everybody
sure.
will pick up the remote reads and charge you a bundle. But, you know, to be able to get the interventional covered, to be able to, you know, keep all the physicians happy locally. I mean, it's just, you know.
Well, I mean, we've been saying it and we've been seeing it for quite a while. I mean, it seems like every single time that everything costs more than it did a couple of years ago. Everything across the board, period. And, you know, the doctors will be sitting there and they'll say, hey, our costs went up. Your costs kind of need to go up. And everybody wants the prices that they had back in 2019. And, you know, a lot of times they're not trying to raise the agreement to an exorbitant level. Sometimes they are asking for a lot. But they will sit there and I see administrations play hardball and they will set their forehead as a flint only to lose the folks that have ties to that community that are dedicated, that are there each week. And then it's kind of like someone that dumps their wife of 20 years to go after this cute little person in a miniskirt that is not going to produce the things that they say that they're going to produce. And next thing you know, the person's left there without their interventional covered. They're left there without their reads. And they're thinking, man, this situation I had wasn't so bad. And if they had just offered a little bit more to the folks that were there in the first place, they would have saved themselves all of the headache.
Yeah, you don't really know what's going on or why people do what they do. I was talking to a doctor last night till about 11:30, and the situation is that he's in a group in a hospital, and we have them a very good candidate that would be perfect for him. And
oh, yeah,
but one of these private equity groups have come in and have you know, kind of
muddied the waters a little bit.
And so, but the hilarious part is this. So this doctor, he went through, he thought, oh, that sounds pretty good. You know, 26 weeks off, making this much. You know, I think that, you know, I'm tired now. I think I'm, you know, that sounds like a good deal. This is about 2 weeks ago. And then last night he called, he goes, man, you know, he used some
colorful language.
He said, these people want to bonus me with my own money. He said, I guess they were trying to get the contract. He found out that they were getting this big stipend. And he thought, I don't even need that big a stipend. Why don't I just stay and take half of what they're giving them? And he goes, what they're trying to get me to do is they're trying to get me to go to work for them. And then they can't take this contract without me. He goes, and I realized that. And once I realized that, he goes, I just told him no. He goes, I'm going to stay or you can have them. But, you know, I'm not going to stay and do the interventional for them, you know. And it's, you know, and he's a private group. And so you know, I bet he gets what he wants.
I'll bet he does too.
We've been through it over and over and over. We've seen tons of groups, you know, just, you know, a lot of the groups are kind of worried about it. This is not any recommendations. This is no legal advice. We're not attorneys. We're just telling you what we see.
Yep.
But a lot of the private groups, you know, they're kind of concerned about, hey, if we tell the hospital, you know, hey, we want some more money. Well, if the hospital's going to say, well, you know, shoe fly shoe, and they're going to go find another group to cover their radiology. But that's not what ends up happening. What happens is they can't find anybody. They come back, and it's a process. It's about a 6-month process. They come back and make the deal with the original group, you know. So, you know, if you can wait it out, you know, then, you know, we've seen a lot of groups, you know, really, really benefit from.
They have benefited themselves. That is for sure. You know, another thing that I'm seeing, Chuck, is a lot of these guys that decided, you know what, I'm getting tired of this. I'm going to go ahead and retire a little bit early. A lot of the folks that retired are saying, hey, you know what, I think I'm going to come back out of the bullpen and just see what kind of action we can get there. And man, Chuck, our phones are blowing up here, man. I'm thinking that we must have some action that we've got to take care of. Is there any last minute closing thoughts that you want to focus on this podcast?
No, man. Just we're excited. It's a lot of good stuff out there. A lot of opportunity, more opportunity than I've ever seen in the radiology market. And
I agree.
Even with all these private equity groups, I mean, nobody can take it all on. And you know, there's just. I mean, we know so many hospitals that need a group.
Yep.
I mean, it's like, you know.
Well, I was listening to the podcast that we did quite a while back, the Radiology State of the Union one, and you made this comment in there. You said, you know, it is fun recruiting again. And it really is. Like, this is just the past couple of weeks, it has been fast-paced. There's been a lot of action. And there's good things happening. So if you find yourself out there in need of a quality candidate, not only for radiology, not only interventional, not only remote, but really for any specialty, what we do works. And I want to encourage you to reach out to us. The number here at the office is 817-483-4300. And you can talk to anybody that answers the phone. You can ask for Chuck. He's extension 1001. Or you can ask for Doug. I'm extension 1002. And we can help you discover the best options for recruiting, and we can get your opportunity out there. If you are in the market and you're looking for an interventional gig, if you're looking for an OBL opportunity, if you're looking for a remote radiology gig, reach out to us. We would love to chat. This is Doug.
This is Chuck.
And we hope you have a fantastic day.